Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
One of my favorite letters in the New Testament is the one that Paul wrote to the Philippians. As you read this letter, you'll see that the believers in Philippi were growing spiritually. When Paul introduced this letter, he greeted all of the believers, but he specifically greeted those who were spiritual leaders in the church.
Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Paul addressed the overseers, that is, shepherds and pastors and elders. He also greeted deacons, which no doubt included both men and women who were in special serving roles. But this leads to another very practical question. Why did this church become mature enough to have strong spiritual leaders? Well, you'll discover the answer in the book of Acts. Luke was one of the missionaries, and when Paul, Silas, and Timothy left Philippi, Luke stayed for at least 8 years, and during this time, he certainly spent time developing leaders in the church, men and women who were morally pure, self-controlled, prudent, and humble and generous and sensitive in communication, and an ability to manage their households well. Paul outlined these and other qualities for leaders in his letters to Timothy and Titus. And consequently, let's remember this principle to live by. To produce mature and growing churches, we must make it a priority to develop qualified leaders.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.